This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Oh, apple season, how I love you. Shall I count the ways or just name some spectacular cultivars? Honeycrisp comes first to my mind. For those of us in cold climates, growing apples wasn't always easy, but with a lot of research by places like the University of Minnesota that started breeding apples in 1888, we can grow some delicious apples. I remember, it's been decades already, going to the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum and getting one of the first public tastes of the new Honeycrisp. That was the best apple I've ever tasted. Since then, there's been a steady flow of new delightful introductions like Zestar Frostbite for very cold climates to Zone 3B, and oddly enough is a grandparent of Honeycrisp. The newest introductions, First Kiss and Rave, are early season and were a big hit at the state fair. I have a link to all the amazing apple introductions for our climate on GardenBite.com. As for growing them, well, I bought a Honeycrisp many years ago. It was supposed to have been able to produce by the third year. It was mislabeled and turned out not to be a dwarf variety and took 7 years to produce, a year after I moved. Ugh. In another place, I had added a Zestar to a newly planted, correctly labeled Honeycrisp, and they're still producing today. You need two varieties to get apples. One can be a crab apple. As for planting, the U says plant your apple trees in full sun in May or June, once all chance of frost is gone. Dwarf apple trees can start producing in 2 to 3 years. Full-size trees can take up to 8. I have all kinds of information on selecting, growing, and caring for your apple trees on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. What's your favorite apple? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.